A few people have mentioned to me how tired they are today, but I'm not tired because this is John 6 week, baby. Like, I'm so pumped. I love John 6. I could just, like, it's like allergies have nothing on John 6 because I've been struggling with allergies. Maybe you've been struggling with allergies. But this should be, like, for us as Catholics, like, we should be super excited to be here at Mass, especially as we hear the Bread of Life discourse, especially as we hear about the source and summit of our faith. And again, yesterday, feels like last week with allergies, right? Yesterday, which feels like last week, there's that restlessness in the crowd, right? And this restlessness, and they give us this bread always, right? They're hungry, and Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." And then we get that, that's the last line of yesterday's gospel is the first line of today's gospel. But the Lord knows that you're going to doubt. He knows that sometimes you're not going to believe. But that doesn't stop him from proclaiming the truth. It doesn't stop him from going deeper. And for a lot of us, we have to ask that question, like, what stops me from believing? Like, what literally stops me from believing? For a lot of us, it's just that we're on our phones scrolling too much. For a lot of us, it's that we complain too much, especially about things we can't control, right? Like the weather today, like, right? No one likes the weather today. But the thing is, what can we control? It's we have a lot of control over what we do with our time. And that's when we're moving from what we call chronos time. Chronos is worldly time. And we move to kairos time, the Lord's time. Everything begins to change. And somebody think, well, if I give myself over to the Lord in this way or that way, he's going to reject me, or he's going to find something that's repulsive in me. But that's not what the Word of God says today. He says, everything that the Father gives me will come to me. And I will not reject anyone who comes to me. So you and I have free will to come to Jesus, particularly in the Holy Eucharist. And he teaches us to surrender our lives. Like, the whole purpose of our lives is to trust the Lord. And that happens through us surrendering our own plans, our chronos time, right? That's why I don't wear a watch at Mass, because that's worldly time. And to enter into the mystery of eternity, to enter into the Lord's will, the Father's will. And Jesus was fascinated with the Father's will, that he came to lay down his life and not lose anything. And Jesus has this invitation for us, again, as you and I have that restlessness in our heart, to spend time before the Lord and allow his loving gaze to wash over us, to transform us, to know that he said, I will not reject you if you come to me. It also means we can't hide. We have to be as naked as he is in the Holy Eucharist. You ever notice, like, I don't hold the Eucharist with like a handkerchief over the Eucharist? Like, the Lord's bare before us, as he was bare before us on the cross. Maybe the question we have to ask today is, why do I fear the Lord rejecting me? Why do I fear that if I gave him everything, I gave him my life, I gave him the chronos time, right, and I entered into kairos time, the time of the Lord, why do I feel like that might be worse off? Or his plan wouldn't be good for me? And when we enter into our fears, especially a lot of us have a wound or a fear of rejection, and we overcome that, we let him to heal that, because he doesn't reject me, like, he accepts me for who I am. The first thing I have to learn how to do is, when I'm with others and I start going spreading the gospel, is stop judging them, right? And to know that the Lord calls me to receive them as they are, as he receives me as I am, warts and all, wounds and all, in the Eucharist. When you and I become more like Jesus, we're more focused on laying our lives down, like sacrificing, surrendering for others. One thing that happens is there comes this gift of forgetfulness of self. I don't know if you've ever had an experience where you've entered into something, some event, or I don't know what it would be, but you almost forget that you're there. And you start focusing more on the needs of others instead of yourself. Like, that's what it was like for Jesus. He's totally consumed with what the Father wants. What does the Father want? And it wasn't always about him. And the Father gave him a will, gave him a plan, but it was to lay his life down, but then to raise everything up. To raise everything up, because he knows that you and I are weighed down by so much. And if you see Jesus with your heart, I don't mean with your physical eyes, because we're called to walk by faith and not by sight, right? If you see the Lord with your heart, which might sound kind of weird, and you believe in him, like, eternal life is here. Kairos time is here. But if you struggle to believe, the question to ask is, don't be afraid to say, Lord, I don't see you. I want to see you. Or I don't know how to know that you're present in the Eucharist. Like, I want to believe. Because when I encountered the Lord in the Eucharist and I realized it was him, I didn't necessarily see him, but I knew it was him in my heart. Because I felt his presence radiating from the Holy Eucharist, and just, again, shattering that restless heart of mine, shattering that hard heart of mine. But the only thing I felt was like the most pure form of love. And one of the things I did, and I think a lot of us fall in this trap, and I'll end with this today, is what I realized one of the biggest faults in my life is that I expected the love of God from people. 1 John says that perfect love casts out all fear, because fear has to do with judgment, right? And when you and I begin to realize that only Jesus, God, can love you perfectly, and no one else can, what happens is you realize that Jesus is on a throne for a reason, and only he can sit there. And when you and I keep him on the throne, we keep him on the throne and allow him to be Lord, and we live in Kairos time, right, not Chronos time. One thing it is it's easier to love others and also accept yourself where you're at, but also to know the Lord loves you too much to leave you where you are. Like, as we spend time with Jesus in adoration, and we spend time by going to Mass, he transforms time. And we don't really want to focus on Chronos time. We want to focus on the time of the Lord. And as we enter into John 6, he's going to start hitting heavier on this difficult teaching. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you, by name, have no life in you. For my flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. And if you do believe, the one thing, and if I believe, the one thing we have to do is remain humble. Because it's very easy to forget the gift of faith. It's very easy to forget that it's pure gift. But when we enter into this, the meat and potatoes of the Catholic faith, especially with John 6, like, we should be so excited, but not so excited that it just remains down here, but so excited that I go out on campus and I want to share this with others. Like, who are we? That the Lord comes to us in Chronos time, and he moves into Kairos time, and he wants to literally transform everything we do, but then we get to bring him out of here and bring him out on this campus. Like, you, by name, you have the honor of receiving the God of the universe. I have the honor of receiving the God of the universe and to bring him the rest of this day everywhere I go. Everywhere. And the invitation for a lot of us, so we don't forget that invitation to slow down, is to slow down. Like, the Lord, when he spoke these words, I'm guessing when he spoke these words in the gospel today, it wasn't said so fast so people couldn't hear him. He slowed the words down so no one would ever forget them. And you're about to receive him in just a moment. And bring him wherever you go. And you get to bring him to anyone you go to today. And notice how he doesn't reject you. All you do is come to him. But he wants to come to him as you are, not as you wish you were. As you are. Fears, sins, whatever it is, come to him. What What are you afraid of? Where is there unsettled areas in your heart? I know that he wants to talk to you there, heart to heart, from his Eucharistic heart to your heart, and transform your fears into faith, to transform your doubts into hope, to transform your lack of faith into trust. And just watch what happens when you let go of Chronos time and enter into the time of the Lord. So we ask you, Holy Spirit, to fall upon us, to give us the grace to come to Jesus, to know that he will not reject us. And please increase our gift of faith and help us see you, Jesus, in the Holy Eucharist. We'll take a moment of silence just to review the remainder of our day. Like, what do you have going on? And will you remember that Jesus is with you? Will you consciously bring him into everything you do, into your dinners, into Bible studies, into discipleship groups, your studies, whatever you have going on tonight? Will you consciously be with him? And the one thing to remember is that the word Eucharist means thanksgiving, to be thankful, not to complain, but be thankful for this gift.